Available on demand.
Well, we have breaking news just come into the studio here just a moment ago that Bob Uecker has passed away. 90 years old, I believe it is, for Bob Uecker. And, you know, I guess Greg Gunderson is with us here. And when you have an icon like Bob Uecker that everybody at some point or another in their life, from the old Great Taste, Less Filling, Miller commercials, all the way through his appearances on Johnny Carson. And to say he was the face of baseball might not be the correct title for him, but his many years of doing Brewer broadcast, what a legend and what a loss for just those who love Brewer baseball and love listening to Uke throughout the years. Just a day to mourn his passing and the joy that we'll lose from not having them broadcasting our games anymore.
Yeah, it's one of those things that just I don't even know how to feel. I mean, I'm by no means really probably couldn't necessarily call me a baseball fan. Certainly not the way I am with football, but I do like the sport. I've been trying to really dive in, and I've got memories with baseball. Class trips down to, it was Miller Park back then, watching the Braves lose, you know, in eighth grade was the first thing, and that was, a lot of us, some of us were sitting there, there were people with radios from the stadium listening to Uecker on his radio broadcast, watching the game live. Like, how iconic do you have to be before people listen to you while they watch the thing live? You know, that's they've got an in-stadium announcer that people are just ignoring. And by the way, if you're looking, it's kind of tough. Like a lot of very, very fresh news. This is like within the last minutes.
Yes,
the
yes.
Oldest articles about this are 5 to 10 minutes old.
Not even on ESPN yet.
Yeah, it was the Brewers X page, formerly Twitter. The Brewers themselves actually posted confirming this. So,
and it's just so rare to have somebody like Bob Uecker. When you were listening to the Brewer broadcast, you were kind of hoping for a blowout one way or the other because you knew what that meant.
You started getting that version of Uecker. You started getting
the long version of
the weird stories, yes, yep.
The long-form stories you would get, and you didn't care. He would just say, you know, ball three, so-and-so walk, because the score was 11-1. The stories that he would tell, what a great gift he had in the ability to tell a story, embellished or not, just an incredible, incredible gift that he had.
I picture him kind of channeling Paul Harvey. All right, time to tell him the rest of the story.
Yeah.
And he did. He absolutely did. I told Joel just when we both saw the article, I think like at the same moment, because it was posted to our company chat, and we both kind of had the first instinct. We were kind of, I was walking towards the studio, and Joel immediately turned around and said, Uecker. I said, yeah, I know. Man,
yeah.
It just...
And we know when you get to be 90, you know, it's not a surprise, but still, it's kind of life changing almost. We've been a Brewer affiliate for, I want to say 50, 60 years that we've been a Brewer affiliate. There may have been a hiccup in the middle there somewhere where we didn't carry it, but I know going back to the 80s, we were Brewer affiliates and have been the 100,000 watt voice of the Brewers here in the Northwoods for many, many years. And Bob Uecker is one of the reasons why so many people wanted to be a sponsor and be a part of it, because the broadcast, not that the new announcers aren't doing a good job, but Uecker is just so unique. It was like tuning into a legend every time. And did he struggle with a base hit to left field sometimes when he was 89 or 90? Well, yeah, everybody would.
Yeah.
But we didn't care. We didn't care.
For a 90-year-old, he was absolutely killing it last season. I mean, that's just it. Like that, with that much time, I'm not ashamed to reveal that Bob called the Brewers for longer than I've been alive. So a lot of people, like me, have never experienced Brewers baseball with a permanent absence of Bob Uecker. You know, like you said, there was a hiccup here and there. He may have had to miss a game or two or even a couple in a row. And yeah, obviously they've been planning for Bob being gone for a while now. As you get to that age, it would be kind of foolish of the Brewers not to be ready for this. So yeah, it's not like there's going to be even a speed bump in the programming of Brewers Radio, but at the same time, I don't know what Brewers Radio is without Bob Uecker. I just don't. I've never seen it. I've never experienced it firsthand.
Yeah, and you really got to feeling the last 5 or 10 years and what the Brewers meant to Bob Uecker, especially the last couple of years when the teams legitimately had a chance to go deep and go into the World Series and maybe even be competitive in the World Series. Last year, after they got knocked out, you know, I think on the air he said something about, like, this one really hurts, that he really wanted to be able to celebrate a deep run and a championship with this team before he left this planet. That's how much the Brewers organization meant to him. And the Brewers obviously treated him very well because they realized the value that he brought to the image of the Brewers. He did.
And that, I mean, I'm ashamed. I saw a post that said he never got to see the Brewers World Series, which, yeah, it's too early to think about things like that, I think.
Yeah, I mean, he got to see them go back in 81, 82, whatever it was, when they went to the World Series, but never win one. So Bob Uecker passing away at the age of 90, just reported moments ago, and Brewer fans will cherish the memories, I guess. To have a guy be the voice of the Brewers for, I'm not sure how many years he was, but goodness gracious. He had chances. He had so many chances. Teams wanted him. New York, everybody wanted him to come to their big markets and do their games, and he was perfectly happy. And what a blessing it was for Brewer fans for a guy like that to want to stay in little Milwaukee, really, compared to other markets.
I think he knew why it worked. I think he knew. Well, I mean, and maybe he would have been just fine as the radio announcer of the New York Yankees, but he already had something good. I think Bob Uecker did something that a lot of us fail to do, which is keep the good thing. Don't gamble it all on something that might be better when you know you've got something great. And maybe that's not what Uecker would have told you. That might not have been a life lesson, but that's when I look at his trajectory, I look at a guy who was probably happier than he would have been if he had kind of, you know, you bet the house sometimes, and sometimes that's the move, but sometimes you end up losing the house, you know? And he never did that. And he stayed the voice of the Brewers until the very last day.
More than 5 decades that he was the voice of the Brewers, so that puts him back to the 80s, right? 80s, 90s, 2002. Yeah, so back in the 80s is when he did. Some of his best moments, I think, when I was really introduced to Bob Uecker as a youth, was when he was on Johnny Carson. He had many, you can YouTube it, Bob Uecker on Johnny Carson. And he would come on there and they would play weird highlights, you know, and stuff, and he would comment on them. And just his personality, bouncing off of the success of the Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, right in the front row, and just a little bit outside from the major league movies. It goes on and on, his legendary status. And there may not be too many baseball people around the world whose name is more recognizable in corners of the planet. Because if you were a baseball fan in South America, you know who Bob Uecker is.
Yes.
You know him.
I think baseball makes unique personalities. I mean, so does any sport. So does media attention on human beings. But I think there's just never going to be another Uke. And that's obvious in some way.
The 80s, right? 80s, 90s, 2002. Yeah, so back in the 80s is when he did. Some of his best moments, I think, when I was really introduced to Bob Uecker as a youth, was when he was on Johnny Carson. He had many, you can YouTube it, Bob Uecker on Johnny Carson. And he would come on there and they would play weird highlights, you know, and stuff, and he would comment on them. And just his personality, bouncing off of the success of the Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, right in the front row, and just a little bit outside from the major league movies. It goes on and on, his legendary status. And there may not be too many baseball people around the world whose name is more recognizable in corners of the planet. Because if you were a baseball fan in South America, you know who Bob Uecker is.
Yes.
You know him.
I think baseball makes unique personalities. I mean, so does any sport. So does media attention on human beings. But I think there's just never going to be another Uke. And that's obvious in some ways, but in a very profound and deep way, that's the one and only Uke is gone.
And what makes it even more special is that he did it without being a very good baseball player. And that was part of his shtick, is that he poked fun at himself And he walked into the room proudly saying, I was not a good baseball player. And he used his humor around that was just... was just so timely and so good just around that whole concept of I wasn't a good baseball player.
Well, and you can ask if a person was a good person and you'll get various opinions, but then you've got statements like that when you can when you can confidently and with a smile say I wasn't good at that. Yeah. I don't think there are many bad people out there who can even use that kind of sentence, you know? There's a certain sort of person who even thinks in those terms, and the word is good person.
And maybe I should correct it to say he wasn't a good Major League Baseball player. He obviously was a very talented player to make it to the major leagues.
Whoop the both of us, I'm sure.
But he wasn't a good hitter,
at
all. He could not hit a lick, 200 or so, whatever was his career average. So we mourn the death and the passing of Brewer legend for the first time in 50 years. He will not be on the 98. QWCQM-WNBI airwaves doing Brewer baseball. It'll be the first time in almost a half a century that we won't have him as a voice here doing the Brewer games. And we mourn the loss of that joy for ourselves, I guess. So, right?
if you didn't have dinner plans, it's a good day for some Usingers.
Yeah, exactly. People will be YouTubing Euchre all day long for his classic bits on there. Great. Thank you so much.